Rebecca Woodman started as a crossing guard with the city in late April of 1992. Her first intersection, the corner of Meadow Lane and South 33rd Street. That's where we found her at exactly 7:30 in the morning.
I replaced the guy. He was out on knee surgery.
She then became a bit of a utility player, serving as a replacement when and where she was needed.
So I've been to all different, wherever they needed somebody, that's where I would go. And I'd say maybe about 20 years ago is where I went full time again. I was at Jefferson School downtown for quite a few years, and this one came available, so I'm back here, and hopefully this is the last corner I'm at.
So how exactly did Woodman become the friendly neighborhood crossing guard? It's not her first or only job.
I lived in Rhode Island, actually. It's just expensive out there, and I'm from Manitowoc. We decided to move back. My husband and I decided to move back home. I worked at the healthcare center for a while, and they were outsourcing departments. I just happened to see the crossing guard thing, and it's like, well, you know, that'd be kind of neat to do, because then I lost my job at the healthcare center. I do a hot lunch at Bethany, and I also clean there in the afternoon. And then, well, of course, the summers we do our deep cleaning in the summers, and I've been doing that for many years.
And the rest, it seems, is now history. She may be even more familiar with the corner than the people who live on that block.
You kind of see different vehicles that come through. It's like, oh, okay, they're going through again today. They must be on their way to work. Or you happen to see people dropping their kids off. You get to know vehicles. It's like, oh, they're going to be late today.
But there's something that's kept her patrolling the corner through Wisconsin winters, bad drivers, and everything else.
The kids. I enjoy being around the kids and just to get to know all the different kids, and they're just really cool. It depends. Sometimes they'll just carry on a conversation with you or tell you how their day was going, or if they're a little later, they'll explain why they're later. But yeah, it's usually, you know, good morning.
But even the ones who might be running a few minutes late and nearby neighbors.
Well, congratulations. We're lucky to have you.
Always seem to have the time to stop and say thanks. So about after 30 minutes on the corner, the last student had safely crossed Meadow Lane, and the bells rung for classes to begin.
I think I'll just continue this until I basically can't anymore, because I enjoy it.
So at 8:10, she packed things into her car, ready to help again at promptly 7:30 the next school morning. In Manitowoc, Casey Nelson, WTAQ News.